Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. A 17-year-old faces attempted murder charges accused of shooting an NFL player, Ricky Purcell, during a botched robbery in San Francisco.
At this time, the charges will be filed in the juvenile court. No longer under California law can a district attorney choose to file those charges against a minor in adult court.
DA Brooke Jennings says he'll be arraigned tomorrow. A state of emergency in Rancho Palos Verdes, California, where a landslide threatens more than 200 homes. Condolences from the second gentleman and a challenge to Israel and Hamas.
The time to bring them home is now.
Doug Emhoff, who is Jewish, attended a prayer vigil in D.C. for the six Israeli hostages whose bodies were recovered over the weekend in Gaza. Massachusetts Attorney John Deaton is projected to win a three-way Republican Senate primary and will face Democratic incumbent Elizabeth Warren in November. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cordona is touring public schools in Wisconsin. More from Lisa Hale.
Cordona kicked off the Back to School bus tour with the theme of fighting for public education.
Every student across the country should have access to a high-quality public school.
Cardona visited Jackson Elementary School in Green Bay and in the Oneida Nation, Oneida Elementary. He's touring schools in Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. I'm Lisa Hale.
A marathon swimmer is trying to cross Lake Michigan again. Jim Dreyer tried a few weeks ago, but his GPS malfunctioned and he accidentally got off course. He left the Michigan shore again Monday night and hopes to make it to Milwaukee later this week. He actually made it across the Big Lake one other time in 1998. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Churio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Quarterback Jordan Love said coaches have been preparing players for the trip.
I mean, it's just a lot of unknowns that kind kind of, it's one of those things, like I like to say, it's out of our control. So, you know, just trying to focus on everything I can do to get myself prepared for the game, for the defense we're going to see in the game plan. And then, obviously, once we get out there, hopefully we go by the stadium, kind of get a feel for the layout, field, everything, and then just play it by ear. But a lot of stuff that's out of our control.
Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low mid-50s. Mostly sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, touch breezy with a high around 80. A chance of showers and storms Wednesday night and early Thursday. Then clearing for the afternoon, high temperature in the mid-70s. Cooler for the rest of the week. It's 63 right now.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, Mandela Barnes with an update on how Wisconsinites can sign up now for big rebates that'll improve their homes and lower their utility bills.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
You know, Greg Buck, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. A 17-year-old faces attempted murder charges accused of shooting an NFL player, Ricky Purcell, during a botched robbery in San Francisco.
At this time, the charges will be filed in the juvenile court. No longer under California law can a district attorney choose to file those charges against a minor in adult court.
DA Brooke Jennings says he'll be arraigned tomorrow. A state of emergency in Rancho Palos Verdes, California, where a landslide threatens more than 200 homes. Condolences from the second gentleman and a challenge to Israel and Hamas.
The time to bring them home is now.
Doug Emhoff, who is Jewish, attended a prayer vigil in D.C. for the six Israeli hostages whose bodies were recovered over the weekend in Gaza. Massachusetts Attorney John Deaton's projected to win a three-way Republican Senate primary and will face Democratic incumbent Elizabeth Warren in November. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Early.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is touring public schools in Wisconsin. More from Lisa Hale.
Cardona kicked off the Back to School bus tour with the theme of fighting for public education.
Every student across the country should have access to a high-quality public school.
Cardona visited Jackson Elementary School in Green Bay and in the Oneida Nation, Oneida Elementary. He's touring schools in Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. I'm Lisa Hale.
A marathon swimmer is trying to cross Lake Michigan again. Jim Dreyer tried a few weeks ago, but his GPS malfunctioned and he accidentally got off course. He left the Michigan shore again Monday night and hopes to make it to Milwaukee later this week. He actually made it across the Big Lake one other time in 1998. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Another summer season at the movies says goodbye, but there were some encouraging signs at the gate. The last big weekend of the season saw Deadpool and Wolverine spend a fifth week at the top of the charts with a haul of over $15 million. The film showed tremendous staying power as it recently became the highest grossing R-rated movie ever. Coming in second place at the box office was Alien Romulus with a take of $9 million. Speaking of staying power, Twisters finished in third place at just under $8 million. The only new release to crack the top five was Reagan, starring Dennis Quaid. The film opened to not so great reviews, but still managed to come in fourth place and also bring in $8 million at the box office. And rounding out the top five is sleeper hit It Ends With Us, starring Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. The movie finished the weekend with just under $7.5 million, but is at $133 million domestically. It's been a good summer. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few scattered clouds here in the overnight as temperatures tumble to the mid-50s. At daybreak, we'll have light winds. On Wednesday, plentiful sunshine, highs right close to the 80-degree mark. Starting Wednesday night, we'll have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Currently 62 degrees.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Sarah Anderson from the Global Economy Project. We're going to be talking about CEO pay. Next up on the Maggie and the Millionaires at 3 p.m. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. A 17-year-old faces attempted murder charges accused of shooting an NFL player, Ricky Purcell, during a botched robbery in San Francisco.
At this time, the charges will be filed in the juvenile court. No longer under California law can a district attorney choose to file those charges against a minor in adult court.
DA Brooke Jennings says he'll be arraigned tomorrow. A state of emergency in Rancho Palos Verdes, California, where a landslide threatens more than 200 homes. Condolences from the second gentleman and a challenge to Israel and Hamas.
The time to bring them home is now.
Doug Emhoff, who is Jewish, attended a prayer vigil in D.C. for the six Israeli hostages whose bodies were recovered over the weekend in Gaza. Massachusetts Attorney John Deaton's projected to win a three-way Republican Senate primary and will face Democratic incumbent Elizabeth Warren in November. This is ABC News. A former aide to the governor of New York has been indicted.
Linda Sun and her husband, Christopher Hu, arrested by the FBI at their Long Island, New York home and arraigned on federal charges. In an indictment unsealed in court, the pair is accused of facilitating the transfer of millions of dollars in kickbacks for personal gain while Sun was employed by the state of New York. She was fired last year as the deputy commissioner for strategic business development for alleged misconduct. The indictment alleges Sun and her husband took several actions at the request of the Chinese government, including changing New York state messaging about China and blocking access to Taiwanese officials. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
Elon Musk's satellite-based internet service provider Starlink has backtracked and announced it will comply with the Brazilian Supreme Court justice's order to block the billionaire's social media platform X. Bolivia is moving its World Cup qualifier to El Alto, the second city that sits at an altitude of over 13,000 feet. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time. I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're
pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Brian Kennedy of Glendale.
I've heard Republicans say this is a coup. Nobody voted for Kamala Harris. Yeah, when I voted for Joe Biden in the primaries, I was voting for Kamala Harris to be his vice presidential running mate. In this case, Joe Biden stepped aside. We nominated Kamala Harris.
I think it's a little bit like the Dodgers complaining that the Braves starting pitcher who injured his shoulder yesterday isn't starting today.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Hey, everybody, join us all this week for Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win contest. Brewer tickets for a game later in September, and also two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, includes an overnight stay at a hotel and a $100 quick trip gas card. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Just a bit outside.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the civic media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No. Seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Buck, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for work.